Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Him in person and in concert, he puts on a show. He tells a story, tells a great story. I love his music. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me again. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got something I want to talk about. Some of it's a little controversial, but it needs to be said. You know, folks, we have to be careful right now during an election year that we don't succumb to hysteria and to overreacting. And that's what I fear is happening right now. We overreacted. Probably we're going to look back and find that there were some things that we overreacted when response to the coronavirus pandemic, the COVID-19 disease, that there were some things that we overreacted on. There were some things we did. We didn't have to go that far. But, you know, I wrote an article, many of you remember, at the end of March, and I said, we need to do that. We need to go too far. We need to look back and go too far. We need to kill this thing so thoroughly and utterly that we never know if we went too far. But in time, we'll learn that. We'll use it again. We'll use what we learned this time, for the high price we paid for what we learned this time, this lesson. We'll use it again next time, and we won't shut the economy down again. We'll learn from it, and we'll take the measured, appropriate steps. So now I want to extend that concept to what's going on right now with all the protests and everything in response to the police murder that happened in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. I want to say that protesting is in the First Amendment, right? Peaceful protesting, the right to tell your government, you know, or any part of your government or anybody that you're not happy, you have the right to do that. But you don't have the right to break windows and to torch buildings and to loot stores. That's against the law. That's a crime. And I actually heard a member of a government, a local government, say, what's wrong with looting? Looting is a form of expression. My folks, my friends, in what universe is that acceptable language? Is that acceptable conversation? Looting, damage, potential harm to not only property but people? In what? How is that part of the conversation that would help reform what happened in Minneapolis? It isn't. It won't. And so we need to make sure that we're separating what's going on right now, that we're separating the need for reforms in organizations where people have extreme force. Two very, very, very close members of my family, immediate family, are police officers. And I know them, I know the people around them, and I know how they behave. And so for people to be lumping all police into a bad category because of one, two, or three, or four people, because of events that happen around the country, they happen, but it's because of individuals that don't do the right thing. It could be because of individuals who don't hold them accountable when those people are seen to not be acting properly. Like the man who murdered the black man in Minneapolis, the police officer, he had a rap sheet, basically. He should have been fired. He should never have been on the job. That's what we reform. That's what we change. We don't promote looting and destructive protesting. We don't promote that. And we don't defund police departments because of that. That is going after it the wrong way. That is solving the problem the wrong way. It's a hysterical response. And I'm going to say this, and I don't think I've ever talked about this before, folks, but I want to point out this really important thing. We are in an election year. There are people, there are organizations, there are forces, there are ideologies in America today that just can't stand the idea of President Trump getting reelected. Now, I don't want you to take from that statement that was me supporting President Trump. I'm just stating a fact. These are facts. They can't stand him, possibility of him being reelected. Now, here's the point I'm making. And in order to stop that, they are willing to do, and now it appears, anything. Like promoting looting. Like not speaking to what really needs to be fixed instead of defunding the police department. If you have a business, you probably have an alarm system. If the alarm goes off and you can't get there quick enough, guess who beats you there? A police officer. So the idea, when you talk about defunding police departments, every police officer out there, every one of them is probably thinking, what? I'm going to have less training, less equipment. I'm going to have less help. I'm going to have less people responding to me if I get into a bind. Is that my community supporting me? I don't think so. But you need to realize, we all need to realize, especially those of us out here on Main Street, that some of the things that are being done and said right now is not even about police. It's not even about the man who was killed in Minneapolis, really. It's about making sure that President Trump doesn't get reelected. Now, whether he should or not, it has nothing to do with the fact that these people will do whatever it takes to help him not get elected. And that is going, in my opinion, is very dangerous for America. And you and I out here on Main Street, regardless of how we vote, should realize that that can't stand. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.